فيهما من كل فاكهة زوجان. And in these gardens are fruits of every type in pairs. And the two pairs don't look like each other. And the fruits over there have some resemblance because Allah has used similar terms. They will look like the pomegranate, and they will look like the date, and they will have some appearance of the apple and whatever else you can think of. And if you like mango or watermelon, whatever you want, every type of fruit, what Allah has put here, many times more is over there. And they will not have seeds. They will not have, you know, something that needs to be peeled and all of that stuff, you know, no work. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says every type, and the beauty of these are that they just resemble what, and they have their own unique taste. And the two are not going to be similar, which are in pair. And it is said that every bite of the same one will have a different unique taste. And the more you eat, the more tasty it gets, and you never get full. It's not like, oh, I've had enough. You never get full. And if you get full, there'll be a little burp which will smell like musk, and that will relieve you. There's no going to the bathroom or anything over there. Okay? No filth in Jannah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying for these, this first level of Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing two levels of Jannah. This is the highest level of Jannah. Okay? The Sabiqoon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the surah that comes after that, Surah Waqia, that there will be three groups of people. People of Jahannam that we've talked about, and two groups that go into Jannah. The Sabiqoon, As-Sabiqoon, the ones who are in the forefront, the A-graders. The Sabiqoon, As-Sabiqoon, Ula'ika al-Muqarrabun, who will be brought close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are the real people. This level of Jannah that we are, these two levels of Jannah that, so there are two levels of Jannah, each has two gardens, remember that, okay? So we are talking about the higher level. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, every kind of fruit, as much as you want. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. And what are they doing? مُتَّكِئِينَ عَلَى فُرُشٍ بَطَائِنُهَا مِنْ إِسْتَبْرَقٍ وَجَنَى الْجَنَّتَيْنِ دَانِ. So people will be reclining on couches. We don't want to use the word sofas because it looks like sofa. No matter how you, even if you make this of solid gold, this is not going to compare with what you're going to be sitting on. Okay? So you will be sitting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, reclining. Muttakeena means like you've got some cushions on which you are reclining. Ala furushim bata'inuha min istabraqin. Who's, now the covering of this, bata'inuha has a lining. Okay, just imagine, you have something that's on the surface, and then underneath there is a lining. The lining is made of istabraq, which is the finest of brocade and of finest of silk with gold thread embroidered on it. That's just the lining. That's in, you know, the bottom of it. Now, Allah leaves to your imagination what is inside and what covers it. Obviously, if this is the if you want to say if it's like a shoe, if it's, this is the sole of the shoe, what the top is going to look like. So they are going to be reclining. So he describes that. وَجَنَى الْجَنَّتَيْنِ دَانِ. And Dan means close. So you're sitting here, there are all these branches with the fruits. You look at them and the fruits will come down to you within your reach. You think of anything you want. Say, I want, what's your favorite thing? Pizza? Chicken? Okay. You think of it, it will be brought to you. You don't have to make any effort. Yet Allah has servants for you, which I mentioned, who will be serving you, running around. Youth, young people, ageless, that Allah has created. Wildanum mukhalladun, to serve you if you need. But you just look at something, the tree knows the fruit. Which tree you, fruit you looked at, it will come down to you. Take it and eat it. فَبِأَيَّا لَا رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Now we come to ayah number 56. فيهن قاصرات الطرف لم يطمثهن إنس قبلهم ولا جان. So in these gardens, in these two gardens, each one, Allah has created mates, companions, okay, who have eyes only for the person who this Jannah belongs to, who will not, whose eyes are so guarded they don't look at anyone, they don't look for anyone. Their whole universe is the person who gets this Jannah. Guarded eyes. They have no eyes for everyone. There are songs here, you know, I have eyes only for you. That kind of. So these creatures that Allah has made, who we call Hurayn, for each one, they will have, their whole universe is the person there. لَمْ يَتْمِثْهُنَّ إِنْسٌ قَبْلَهُمْ. No man, no jinn, no creature has even seen them. They're kept exclusively for you. Only for you. The Prophet ﷺ said that when I was shown Jannah, I was shown a palace. And outside the palace, there was a Hur'ain that was so beautiful that I wanted. Then I said, who is this? Does this belong to? So Jibreel alayhi salam said, it belongs to one of the Quraysh. So he said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam said, I assumed that would be me. So I started to move. Then Jibreel alayhi salam said, Ya Rasulullah, this is the palace, the mansion of Umar ibn al-Khattab. And that is one of the hurs of Umar ibn al-Khattab. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam said, so I stopped. I didn't, knowing the ghira, the jealousy of Umar ibn al-Khattab, that that was his hur, I didn't even go near her. Because people of normal fitra, they don't want their wives mixing with everybody, and you know, they have that feeling that, you know, of possessiveness and of dignity, you know. So Umar ibn al-Khattab said, Ya Rasulullah, how could I have ghira with you? You should have gone. But this is because nobody's allowed to see them, touch them, anything. They are purely for that. Now imagine, if a billion people get in there, each one will have two Jannah, and each one, how many of these creatures that Allah has created? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying they are pure. They are only for each one exclusively. They are created only for you. Each one custom created for you. And there are many, many descriptions of these, which we won't have time to cover today, but if somebody is interested, we can talk about it afterward. And of course, people should be interested. كَأَنَّهُنَّ الْيَاقُوتُ وَالْمَرْجَانِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't describe much about them here. He says they are like yaqut, which is the best of rubies. They're like jewels. Well, marjan, the color of coral, which is a whitish, pinkish color. That's been described. فَبِأَيَّا لَا رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبًا. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't describe anything about them except that they guard their own eyes. They have eyes for no one except who is coming. They are completely pure, untouched by anything. They'll be untouched by any impurity, untouched by any creatures, purely for the resident of that Jannah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks a hypothetical question. هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. Should not the reward for ihsan be ihsan? What does ihsan mean? The best. Shouldn't the best reward be for the best? And we know people of ihsan from that hadith of Jibreel. Those who lead their lives as if they see Allah. So they lead their lives. So one way of looking at it is, you led a life of ihsan, the best you could do, which is imperfect as a human being. Now look at how Allah at his level of ihsan will deal with you. Look what he gives you in exchange. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also described that this also means that a person, he said, a person who I purified by the kalima shahada from all shirk, that is ihsan, that who took the shahada, because of that, I invited them to that. For isn't for this person Jannah wajib? Isn't that ihsan to be done for this person? The ihsan of this person was to accept Islam. And the ihsan that Allah does for that acceptance is giving Jannah. Also, hal jazaa al ihsan illa al ihsan also means that if you do that goodness, Allah gives you the ability to do that, the good deed itself. That itself is an ihsan. And when you do all of that, then Allah rewards you with the best. So the best, the better you do, the better your reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking a question. Shouldn't the reward be as beautiful and as magnificent as the action? The answer is, of course, yes, that's Allah's justice. But Allah is not just when He's giving Jannah. He's giving it out of His Rahmah. Ar-Rahman is giving out of His Rahmah. Because He's compensating you much more than what you deserve, even with the best of your actions. Okay. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, nobody will enter Jannah based on their actions. He said, not even you, Rasulullah, not even me. Except by Rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if Allah were to hold us in charge, hold us accountable for everything we did, we would never enter. So just remember that. This is just the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. So this is description of A grade Jannah. Now we come to A minus grade Jannah, which itself, if we enter, alhamdulillah. Because Jannah is Jannah. It's, you know. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us to aspire and ask for the higher level. The highest is, he said, Jannah, there are 100 levels and the highest of it is Firdaus al-A'la. Ask Allah for that. You could ask, Ya Allah, give me the lowest level. Because even the lowest level we know is more than 10 times all the dunya, everything that it contains, and 10 times that. That's for the last person who's burnt to a crisp in Jahannam forever, and then finally, because he once said La ilaha, is taken out and he's given that. Okay, after being purified. But he said, ask for that. So now we come to that second level, the level a notch below, that's all we'll say. وَمِن دُونِهِمَا جَنَّتَانِ. And there are, besides that, there are, for the next level, two jannas for each person again. So two jannas levels here. Level one, two for each. Level two, two for each. فَبِأَيَّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. So that nobody gets discouraged that, okay, you know, I'm never going to be among the مُقَرِّبُونَ. If you're a believer, you will get this jannah. If you haven't done a lot, you've done some, inshallah, by Allah's mercy. Even a person who said once sincerely, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, will enter some level of this jannah. Okay. Mudhammatan. Mudhammatan means lush, dark green. Because whenever we talk about jannah gardens, they generally have a green color. What are the two most common colors that we have in the, that we see around girls? Two most common colors. You look up, what do you see? Not here, outside. Color of your hijab, blue. And then when you look around everywhere, what's the most soothing color you see around?
Green.
All kind, green, all the things that people, green. Allah says, dense green foliage. Allah says, mudhammatan, fabi'ayya la rabbikuma tukadiban. Fihima aynani naddakhatan. Again? Two streams that were flowing, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, two bubbly ones still come out. Those were free flowing, going all over the place, those rivers. Here they're bubbling out. So you will also have, we will also have this, aynani naddakhatan, that keep bubbling out. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ.